This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mary Carol Magazzini. Since 1968, the ChemFab plant in North Bennington produced water-repellent fabrics, including high-profile projects like the dome coating the roof of the Denver airport. During much of that time, it used a chemical called PFOA. For decades, the manufacturer DuPont had information that the chemical could be linked with heightened cancer risks. Yet it wasn't until a lawsuit in the mid-2000s that the company shared this information with the Environmental Protection Agency. So for years, environmental officials suspected PFOA was emitted into the air through the smokestacks in North Bennington. In 2000, the ChemFab plant was purchased by French-based company Saint-Gobain. The company is now working with the state of Vermont to handle the contaminated water situation. VPR's Mitch Wertlieb spoke with Julia DiCarletto, the general manager of foams and tapes at Saint-Gobain Performance Plastics.
By all accounts, Saint-Gobain has really been quite responsive to the community after this PFOA contamination was found. I mean, the company has paid for bottled water and carbon filters, coordinated with the state on a lot of stuff that's been happening. I'd like to start, though, by going back to when the company was operating the plant in 2000 and 2001. Can you kind of describe to us in a thumbnail sketch the processes that went on in the factory?
Sure. The main process that occurred there is that we did purchase PTFE, what we call dispersion, which is a liquid water-based form of PTFE, and we use that to coat glass fabric for industrial applications.
And what was in the waste, and where did it go when you were using these elements?
So, I would say that, as you know from how we have stepped up and been involved in this situation, we do have a very strong commitment to the environment and health and safety. And so we do adhere strictly to all of the regulations and requirements that are local as well as national. In this case, there certainly is some waste that is generated, but all of that was disposed of in ways that were within regulation. I don't have precise information at the moment of exactly where that was.
There was a brief ownership that Saint-Gobain had of the ChemFab plant in North Bennington. It was brief, and I'm just wondering if there were any changes to the process of disposal or waste during that brief ownership period.
Again, what we do and how we use things is, strictly adhering to the regulations. We did acquire, Saint-Gobain Performance Plastics acquired the ChemFab Corporation in 2000, and in 2002 made a business decision to consolidate the operations to Merrimack, New Hampshire, and that was when the site was exited.
And you're not sure why Saint-Gobain chose to close the North Bennington plant, again, fairly soon after acquiring it?
It was really a business decision based on really efficiencies of operations. At that point, there was a decision to group operations that were similar, that had been spread across different plants, and instead to really specialize plants in regards to certain operations.
You're saying this was a business decision. You're probably aware that Stephen Hutter, who was the general manager of the Specialty Coated Fabrics Division in 2001, he was referred to in a 2001 Bennington Banner article as saying that the plant's ongoing challenge of keeping emissions within Vermont regulatory standards was a factor in the decision to close the plant. I mean, Vermont requires emissions abatement equipment called Cadillac incinerators to clean up the emissions. New Hampshire does not require those incinerators. And it sounds like Hutter was saying that, a lot of this decision to switch to New Hampshire really did have to do with the fact that Vermont had stricter environmental standards.
Yeah, I can't really comment on why Mr. Hutter at that time made those comments. There are certainly standards in New Hampshire that we have worked carefully with the local state officials to make sure that we can, continue to operate properly in the state. And we've worked very hard to bring our processes into alignment always with standards.
By the year 2000, there was already some information at DuPont. It was later released publicly due to court trials that there were health risks associated with PFOA. Did Sinkelman have any concerns about worker and environmental exposure to the chemical and other chemicals that were used in the process?
So if you go back into around the time period of 2004, 5, 6, there started at that point to be a lot of communication that was shared with us from our suppliers, and certainly the EPA had taken notice of the fact that PFOA was very persistent in the environment. And so there was some concern about continuing to use PFOA due to this persistence in the environment. At that point, the producers of PTFE made a decision, the main producers, to move away from using PFOA and first commenced using less of it and then eliminating it from their processes and their products. And we followed with purchasing materials that had lower levels and then no levels of PFOA from about 2006 to 2014 timeframe.
I am curious about the purchase agreement with ChemFab. Did Sinkelman explicitly agree to take on any responsibility for past environmental impacts? Because the company has been very cooperative so far, as you've mentioned. I mean, I'm just wondering if it's clear yet who is legally responsible.
You know, and that's a good question for the lawyers. I'm sorry that I'm not. I believe that ChemFab was a publicly held company and that we acquired the stock of the company, and so we do own the history of the company.
Julia DiCorletto is General Manager of Foams and Tapes with Sinkelman Performance Plastics. I want to thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us.
Well, I'd like to, you know, say you're welcome, and, you know, just really do want to reiterate that, you know, we do have a very strong commitment to environmental health and safety of our employees and of the community, and a long history of manufacturing, and we are very, you know, proud of the way the company is stepping up and our relationship and working with the local and the state and the government officials to get this problem worked on.
And after this interview was conducted, it became public that Saint-Gobain is now challenging Vermont's strict safety standard for the chemical PFOA. You can read more about that story at vpr.net.